I've got a multiple choice quiz for you. Is this sound the sound of a packed Scottsdale nightclub over the weekend? A, the sound of freedom. B, the sound of pent-up frustrations being released after being penned up in our homes. C, the sound of people not giving a crap about others. Or is it, yep, D, all of the above? Before we get into what should have been going on at the International Boutique Nightclub in Old Town Scottsdale over the weekend, I wanted to clarify answer C. When I asked if that packed nightclub was the sound of people not giving a crap about others, I meant keeping others healthy, but also keeping other people's heads above the rising waters of bankruptcy, which may seem counterintuitive considering the revenue these party people are providing to club owners and the Old Town restaurants. Even though my wife and my 4-year-old and 6-year-old daughters have severe asthma, I've been all for opening up society and businesses to save families from failing financially. But responsibly. Not what we saw in a lot of packed places over the holiday weekend. The actions of a few bros and besties and the lack of action by club owners could lead to a second wave of infections and deaths and force us back into isolation. Their need to euphemistically stretch their legs while being close enough to not actually literally do that may take all the rest of us out of circulation. Former State Health Director Will Humble says he thinks Governor Ducey needs to put control in the hands of local leaders to police this stuff, like Scottsdale Mayor Jim Lane, who upon seeing video of the close proximity partying said, "Individually, we each play a significant part in our city's health, both physically and economically." Amen, Mayor Lane. I don't want the government to force us back indoors, so please tell the rebels in your life to socially distance while socializing, and if they don't listen, let's move on to socially shaming before the uncaring screw it up for the rest of us.